Simon Tov Tes Siv Zion Mishaburus of Kotlin Lamed Hay. So we said you can be Mishtatif, whatever you can use for Shituf, you can use for Ruvit Chuman also, as opposed to Ruvit Chatzeris, which has to be specifically bread. Shituf Mavuos, other things are also good, and Ruvit Chuman also, other things are good. A person swears he's not going to get benefit from this loaf of bread. Even though we said before, you can't use it for shituf imavuos. We said before, you can't use it because you can't get benefit out of it. Everybody agrees that it will work. The same idea we had before, that since it's only done for mitzvah, so the benefit that you get out of a mitzvah is not what we're talking about. We're not going to the Isser of Hanoah. So there's no problem using it for that purpose. Whereas before, by Shetuvim Mavuos, which is not limited to the Bar Mitzvahs, is called you getting a benefit, it's going to be a problem. We saw this idea again in the beginning. We saw it in Sif Aleph regards to the issue of putting the things in the basic quarters. The actual idea of putting this in the basic quarters wasn't a problem, because you're not getting Hanoah. The problem was keeping the kikir there afterwards. Over here, we're talking about what the status of the kikir is. The kikir is not an issue. The kikir is also about Hanoah. It's still usable. And we'll lift them. So he said if it's going to be some type of item which is used as an accompaniment to the bread, so it would be the amount you need for two meals worth. So he said before in Siman Shin Pei Vav, it goes through a list of items, what's called liftun. It could be cooked meat, it could be roasted meat, it could be, so that if you talk about meat, you say, for example, the amount of meat which you normally use for meals worth, two meals worth of the meat. So it's not, you know, that would be the amount that we're talking about. So this, what's significant about Ruvit Chuman, different than Ruvit Chetzeris or Shetuvim Mavuos, that there the Chazal put upper limits. Chazal said that we can make a Ruvit Chetzeris for 1,000 people with the same box of matzahs you make a Ruvit Chetzeris for 50 people. But Ruvit Chuman, that's not so. Each person has to have his own Eruv. You have to have enough for each person individually. And even if it's a family, each individual person has to have his own Erev. Except for a child at the age, it still requires his mother. He goes with the mother. Again, this is another element where they're different. You can use in the meal, two meals worth is enough for the whole city. Okay. So the Gosa Shri gives a suggestion of what to use Ruvit Chuman to address this fact that it can get, you want to make it for a lot of people, it can get quite out of hand. The answer is to use vinegar. Because vinegar, we measure the amount that the person would use during a meal to dip his bread in. So it's not a large amount of vinegar. You dip a very little bit of vinegar in the bread into the vinegar. So it's not a large amount of vinegar. Not bread, I'm saying the vegetable. So you the amount you use in a meal, so you use your vinegar as some type of a dressing that you dip your vegetables in. So it comes out, you can get a lot of people's worth in very easily. He gave an actual amount. He says it's going to be a revius. So that's how many revius you would have to give him 50 people. You would need 50 revius, which is not an overwhelming amount. Figure revius is 4 ounces. So you get 4 revius in a pint, right? So you can do your math over there. It starts getting every pint is 4 people. You have 40 people. You need 10 pints. That's 2.5 gallons. Right, 8 pints in a gallon. Right? to say. 10 pints is one and a quarter gallon. I think nowadays a common thing they use pickle juice, similar to the idea of brine, is something which you use for a dip. So you get one of these big bottles of pickle juice. So it covers a lot of people. Varma, the person says, now if he's going to do it, we said before, if he does an error, but just him actually being there, he doesn't have to say anything. He does an error by putting bread there, he has to say something. Varma, if he puts it there without saying anything, even though he intended to get shvisa there, it won't work when you're using food. But the minimal amount that you have to say is that yila erev, that's all you have to say, and that's enough. Gila dorsham. We count as if he's there. The nansari the yila hoyilo sham makom loder hoyigam ken lon sham. Let's go in the case of the Talmud with the Rebbe. They're living by the Rebbe. No, this is going on. We're going back. Gila dorsham is going back on. We consider where he put the bread as if that's where he wants to be. So we say, why? Because the bread becomes a zikr makom. If you have a house, he'd use the house. So now, based on that, if you have a case, we have a Rebbe, the Talmidim by the Rebbe, Shulam Eker, Sarab Shita Shavim, Hoya Kol, Ben Ashmoshes, Bebeis Balabai Shom. So the case was, they were sleeping by the Rebbe. The Rebbe had like a dorm, whatever, so they were sleeping by the Rebbe, but they were eating by different families. They're now by a family who was outside of the city, you know, in within the tchum, but outside. So where is their makom kaviyas? Is it by that person? Is it by the Rebbe? So even if he was there during the Ben Hashmosh, is by the Balabos. Kamalkom lekana shvisa v'sham rak beis rabim. The shvisa is beis rabim. Even though she kibbutz beferish to shvisa some sham, unless they wanted to get shvisa there, they could do that. But otherwise, we simply want to be with the Rebbe because we say mem sheshama yechaveitzim. They really prefer us if they could eat better Rebbe, they'd do that also. Okay, so we go b'aser makom lina. Shama yechavetim. V'chein haroyim halonim besodim. So similar, if you have shepherds who are out in the fields, avshoychem abayisim, they spend the time in the field, even though they might go into the house to eat. Halchem acher makom lina. And shama yechavetim lechol gam keni lohoyim becholtem kerekaitzim shem reperis. I mean, they really would prefer not to have to schlep back into the city to eat. They would have a place to eat where they were. They'd do that too. But since they didn't, they go into the city. But they really prefer just to stay there. If they're staying there overnight with the animals, it really would be much easier for them if they could eat there also. So that for them, the makom lino becomes the ikur, because that really, in a certain sense, represents the makom achila. Okay, or at least the potential makom achila. Ches. So now the next option is you can actually, that we said you can use bread, you don't have to go there yourself, you can send it through a shliach. But Yerman, the shliach will say the following, he will declare with this erev that he's putting down, so-and-so will be allowed to go wherever he has to go. You can't do the shlichus with somebody who's not a bardas, a cher shet b'katan. Oh, shena moed b'erev, somebody is a tzaduki, etc., and does not believe in the concept of Erev, so Chazal did not allow you to rely on them, because maybe they won't do it. Maybe they won't put it down the shame Erev. You know, we can't rely on them. So Chazal did not allow that. You sent the actual item with the Chesed of the Kotor. Oh, yeah, we can cover a goy. Or Siddurki, let's say, doesn't believe in Erev. Ain't no Arab, it doesn't work. You told somebody else, you know, go out there, I'll send it out with this little kid. So the little kid is not being the shliach to make the Arab, he's being the delivery boy to deliver the Arab to the person who will be the shliach to make the Arab. He used the cheshet of a cotton, etc., to get it to this person. He used the elephant or a monkey to send it. Right? It wasn't even a human being. It was delivered by monkey post. He's able to see that the person, the delivery service be it the animal, be it the young child, etc., got to that person where it's supposed to get it, and suddenly gave it to him. So he's standing watching, and out in the distance, he sees the kid gets there and hands it over. He doesn't know what the next person did. We assume the person did it properly. Even though he did not see the other person put it down, he has a right to assume the other person put it down properly. Because there's a rule, Chazal say there's a Chazaka Shliach does what he's set to do. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Lacha points out, it sounds like from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, he has to witness that the Katan reached there and gave it to the other person. It's not enough that he saw him get there and be with him. He has to see they actually transferred it over, and he points out many Rishonim do not require that second condition.
If you see the guy, the Shliach, have it after the fact that you didn't see the actual...
No, that's also fine.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a Chazor Shliach, a Shechusai, V'chein Rav Mishnishtatu Meru V'tchumen, V'rotsu L'shtach Eru V'yaracher, V'yelu M'shtalchen. A tzibur can use one individual to deliver the Eruv also. But he would say it's for everybody in the group. So they don't have the power to acquire a shvisa for somebody. He sees that they put it where they're supposed to. It doesn't work because they don't have the power to acquire a shvisa for him there. However, the fact that everybody contributed the bread and we had this one the way Rebbe Chatzair used to work was Man Chazal, which is not how we do it nowadays. With every Erev Shabbos, they would send somebody around and he would gather, each person would put in a loaf or put in a roll, and somebody would gather from all the members of the Chatzair, and then he'd go put it in somebody's house. So over there, the main thing is that his bread is there, so that you can send your 5-year-old to do it also. There's no act of kinyan shvisa through the katan. Over here, the person going there and putting the erev down and saying, this is my makom, and I get it in shvisa, is using the shliach of a chesed to the katan, wouldn't work. You gathered, we said right before that works over there, a katan works for Rebbe Chatzeris, but not for Rebbe Tum. Shein amar be'erev, if you're going over the Gelulim, a goy, mitzadukim, or a person of tzadukim, chegavna, you can't use them as a shiach, because Shem lo yinichim shom, because they might not put it down. Feel me, Yaman Berachik, but you're a gam, and he'll see that he did it. He sees that they did it, he watched, and they did it. Gam ken lo mahani, the Shem lo yinichim, the Shem erev, we don't know what they put it down for. They did an Amira, they bring it there for the purpose of Erev, and we don't know whether they did that. I guess if the fellow had a booming voice, and you could hear him all the way back, 2,000 amas away, right? Raise Erev, plenty. I guess it would work, but the Maaseh said that's not really realistic. Okay? Cherish, you could even use a Cherish. Feel him a Cherish who was Shemei Ben Medaber. Let's say the case of you can't use the Cherish. Let's say the Cherish was a person who is a mute. He's able to hear. So the loch is, the Baalma who keep the Kech L'chol Dabor, that person is considered a full Bar Das, and he has full knowledge, like a regular person. But Mr. the Hachol Amahani over here won't work. The Hachol Abayin and Shiyarim Abayin to say, Ha'er Yim Mutzalei L'Ploni L'Halach. They say, it's by putting it down for so-and-so. The Mir Ma'ak, we said that the act of saying it is determinative in its status. And this person is mute, he can't speak. So even though he's fully intelligent, has all his faculties, person, he can't speak. So the situation where he sent these other people, it didn't work, so we assume he stays with his old heir. If told somebody else, take it from them. So he told, do me a favor, Yankel, later on, you go out to the field, later on, I'll send out my son with something to put down for an Erev. Do it for me. Take it from him, do it for me. Put it down for an Erev. Ushlocha. Ritzalam Rishar Malayam Shiolichu L'Odamahu. Now it's not that in Shlichas. He said, go take the Zayin to so and so. He saw that they delivered it. Who said they got there? And he actually witnessed, you saw him, that he actually transferred to the person. So I'm Bir Aloch, Mr. Bruce says, look at the Bir Aloch, but not everybody agrees with that, that you need that. Have a Erev. Reuben asked Shimon, listen, you're going out to the field to work, and I'll do it later on, I'm going to send my son out, but Reuben put it down for me. And Shimon says, doesn't respond, so you can't rely that he committed himself to do the shlichus. If he said, I'll do it for you, don't worry, I'll do it for you, so then you're good. The chazaka shlichus, the shlichus said, nun, the possessed choice of the rabbanon, we're serving on the chazaka shlichus, the shlichus by Yisrim, the rabbanon, so we're going to chazaka zu, we said, the rai saying, so I'm going to al chazaka zu, the hakel, kim la hakmer. We use the din. We assume the shlichus is the chumra, not the kula. Okay. V'yesh armin afil b'yisur d'raisa hechash yesh mikshol la mishalayach im lo yasa shichusay v'yachsha shosa shichusay k'kain hacha. Same chen al chazak adasa shichusay. So in cases, I don't think there's any damage I'm doing back to the person by not doing it. So maybe we'll do it. But if I know that it's going to be a situation is going to cause a tekala to him, it's going to be a mikshel, he'll be over in a bear because of me if I don't do it for him, and he's believing that I'm doing it. So then there's a chazak in that situation. Also, we might erase this. If, however, we know that he put it, accepted it, we know he put it down, but maybe he did put it down for a different reason. You know, Lorino, there's no reason in Master Gervais to say maybe that he did it wrong. Maybe he didn't do it, but if we know that he did it, maybe that maybe he did it wrong. That's not logical. So Sibra can send the Sheikh also. Sorry, Sheikh, Lorim Shas and Chaz Erev. She says Erev Yeh Mutarim Leilach Kol Oysen and Noshim Shnisatu Beirim. So he speaks out when he puts it down. This is going to work for everybody who was a member of this Erev. They said, go make an Erev for us. They didn't say where. See, he made an Erev. So they can use it. Because if they didn't want it a certain direction, they should have said something. It means they agreeable to whatever direction he did. See, he made an Erev going north, south, east, west, I don't know. But they can use it. It means that they were amenable to whatever he did. And they only found out about it on Shabbos, which direction he went. Still have Erev. Now they realize that it's the beginning of Shabbos. They don't know what their status is. Maybe they're here, maybe they're there. But they found out now that they're there. The sheikh knew where he wanted, what the mashiach wanted to go. He knew it. Still, then in that situation, you can't go connect the rotsin. I'm sure I perished a little bit. You didn't say it clearly. L'mahani kasher v'rochacheres. I'm sure I wrote to lechashon. B'shas ma'aseh, you knew what he wanted. He wanted X, and now Y. You can't do Y. I now he said, okay, yeah, it's not, why not? Yeah, why is good, but it's too late. You were supposed to ask for him, not why. He didn't do that. You had this morning. He says, make an Erev for me with dates. So over here, the food is an integral part of the Erev. So he said, dates means it has to be with eight dates. Now the guy goes, he used dried figs instead. Vergurgus, dried figs, or Erev Allah B'Tamorim, he used dates. So, or a different scenario. Hanach Eruvi B'Migdol. Place it in a Migdol, which is an upright type of a box. Menicha B'Shevach, he put it into a dove coat instead. B'Shevach put it in the dove coat. Menicha B'Migdol, he put it in told him to put it in a dove coat, and he put it in the Migdol. Or B'Bayis Menicha B'Aliyah. He said, put it in the house. The guy put it upstairs in the Aliyah. But Leah, he put it downstairs. In all these cases, he was Mashadah from the Das Ben Labayas. He's not a good Shliach. The Erev is not a Chal. Remember, he said, make an error for me. He didn't say where. So then the halacha is, Bein Begurgis, Bein Tamorim, Bein Bevayis, Bein Balia, Reza Zeirim. So, any of these would be a valid Erev Be'etzem. Just the problem is, we say there's an element of Hakpada, he wants A and not B. If it's Tam, so you can do whatever you want. Nun Vav. I'm sorry. Oh, again, thank you. Mismorim, Ben Chilik Ben Erev, Mishaleach, or Mishashliach, Chogam, they have a Kippeda, Ben Chal Shashlichas. I don't care whose fruit you use, if you said to use dates and use figs, you're up the creek. For the same Krebim, they're the same distance, they're both clothed, both far. He wanted to be in this Malkum, and they're not there. A few feet away, but that's what he wanted. In our Arab, the Shashina Midas Mashalkhai Bakar Shlichas. By doing what the Balabai Salman do, he lost the status of a Shliach, Tata Mishabur. And therefore, so you know, it's not a Maisa, it's not a good Chaloitz, because he's not a Shliach anymore. Okay. The Aleph is, let's make some headway in your Aleph. Your Aleph is a little bit complicated. Mishabah, it's a long sif also. Mishabah b'derech, person is traveling. It's Erev Shabbos. So Makar b'ilin, he sees a tree up ahead. Or he gather, sees a tree or a fence, which he recognizes. He says, oh, I'd like to be there. Mishabah b'paimam. At the end of the 2000, it's within 2,000 amas, but it's all the way to the other side of the 2,000 amas. And he's traveling towards it. V'yare shema tekshach kanam shigil sham. And he's worried that the sun's going to set before he actually arrives where that place that he sees. He sees the place in the distance. He says, I'm not going to make it in time. So Omer, v'omer, shisasi tachtov bikar. I wanted my shisha to be under that tree over there. Even though he's not right next to the tree right now. He starts to travel. And Shabbos is coming in a few minutes. Kala shisha bikar. He gets the shisha over there by the trunk of the tree. V'yishem Hashem apayimam. He gets apayimam from all directions from that point. I'll be saying a yochel lagia shom miboy yom b'mahalach benani. Even though the place where he's claiming that he's going to make a shvisa, he couldn't reach. See, he's going to be making a shvisa based on something which can't be reached and before while the air is being affected. Elam ken yoros. The only way he gets there is if he runs. He's allowed to say it's there, then go slowly there and get there, whatever, even after Shabbos starts. I'll be Shahu. And I'm going to give Shabbos starts. Even though he only gets there after Shabbos starts. So that works. Because there was a way for him to reach it, because he didn't do it, he didn't run. He could have ran and gotten it. But let's say, there's no way he could have gotten there on time. He said, you know what, I wanted to be called over there, and then we realized afterwards that was too far away. He cannot reach there before Shabbos. So the Shabbos is supposed to be effective. He's not, that's not his mark, because he can't reach there. So the luck is, he has a big problem. Lo Yosef is coming, he stays in his four Dalet Amos for the rest of Shabbos. Why? Shri Yoker died to Mekan. Over here he says, I don't want to get air Shvisa. Megam Shem Lachon, he wasn't kind of Shvisa over there. So over there he doesn't have. Over here he doesn't have. So it's garnished. He has Dalet Amos. He designated there's trunk there, you know, this tree trunk. Which Dalet Amos around the tree trunk he wants. Remember, large trunk. There's the north side, the south side, you know. So which Dalet Amos, which Malkum on the tree did he want? The truth of the case where he says, Shisasi tachta bikaroi, Pasha, that's called the Mokum. The trunk, I mean, all around the trunk, that's called the Mokum. Question means, he didn't say, he said under the tree. Under the tree might mean under the branches. Well, which side? Under the tree. So it works if he designated a certain place. Shisasi bikaroi, Mikan adikaroi is enyosin malpine. So from here to the trunk is less than 2,000 amas. He's good to know. remain called Ilan Mesechapayim. There's no tree within 2,000 amas. Well, you can welcome Tata. He obviously did not designate a place under a tree. There's no tree within 2,000 amas. I'm sorry. Try this again. Remain called Ilan Mesechapayim. The tree, there's a tree there. The tree there, the part of the tree is beyond 2,000 amas. The part is within 2,000 amas. It's right at the border. Well, you can welcome Tata. We didn't say where underneath the tree he wants. So then we'll call him a shrisa. Then he can't get a status of shrisa because we're afraid. He had in mind the further to 4 amas of the tree, which is on the wrong side. So we don't know what he had in mind. So he's left with the same problem as before. He wasn't cut over there and he lost over here. Become Kamalakana. Therefore, Bala Yosef is Mekama, he stays put. Now, Bim Kulo Oime Besechopayim, the whole tree is within 2,000 amas. A. Well, Yichud Mokim, she says, he didn't say where. Kigoy and Shomer, she says, Tachtov. I want to get Shisa under the tree, not be Koroi specifically, but under the tree. So yesh lo arbo alofim mi mekamer letzad ha'ilun chutz mi shir meshech tachto v'shal ilun. So he gets 2,000 amas to the tree, 2,000 amas on the tree, continuing on towards where back, you know, further more towards the direction that he's going, where his bias is. He gets 4,000 amas going from here to the tree, from the tree onto his house. And he gets the area of the tree. The tree was under the tree from one branch to the other side. It was 20 amas. He said, that's his mokum where he is for Shabbos. Chutz means you lose. That's considered. That's calculated into the 2,000 amas. He didn't say where he wants in the tree. So any part of that might be his dalet amas. We don't know which one.
That's part of which 2,000? The 2,000.
Well, we don't know which 2,000. We give him a total of 4,000 minus including the tree. We don't know which Dalaramas is Dalaramas that he wanted, which is his Dalaramas on the tree. The Rambam, Makana Shrisa Berichuk Makam, will I see a Makam Shrisa, Lakana Shrisa Shom, El Makam Shay Omid Boy Kishacha Sheikh. In a case where he has no designated part of the. So the Chabar said that you get a Kenya Shrisa there. The question is, you don't know where. The Rambam says you don't get a Shrisa at all. So he gets, where does he get the shvisa? Where he is, when Shabbat starts, wherever he is, that's where his shvisa is. If he designates a place, the reality is it was too far away, he could not halachically reach there, it was more than 2,000 amas. So then he gets his shvisa back to where he's starting up. So this again is the Rambam Mishita, different than the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that you lose everything in the Dalet Amas. So the Rambam is arguing on that point also.
Even though there's no Amira for that place.
He's here, he says, I would like to be kind over there. Uh-huh. Over there didn't work because it was too far away, whatever. So what happens now? So the first sheet says, well, here he said, he doesn't want. There he didn't get. So he has nothing left. The Rambam is saying, there he didn't get, so he gets over here. Whatever tree says it tachas ilan ploini. If he says the tree under a certain tree, he may shat of shmoina amas or yeser lakana shrisa. Shela kibin makom shisasa. Didn't say by the trunk. He says under the tree. Well, if the tree has more than 8 amas, So where's your Dalai Lama's? But you have to say, I'll be by the next to the trunk. Designate which Dalai Lama's you want. Do you want the north? Do you want the south? You have to decide where you want. But let's say the whole area that she was less than 8 amas. So in any given place, even if his shvisa was on that half of the tree, and he's being theoretically, you know, looked at this part, but this part and that part will overlap. Because 4 amas here will end up being that 4 amas. Either way, you could always access the 4 amas. So the law is, definitely part of your area that you're gaining for this is specific. It's mesuyim. And that's also the opinion of the Rif. Okay. That's all, Mr. Bruce.